Hey, I'm doing live episodes in one day because, you know, I'm looking for a natural audience out there. So, I'm looking for great audiences. So, I am very, very happy, but, let's get away this intro and start this today's episode, which is, drumroll please, Roblox. We're talking about one of my favorite games, and we're reviewing each and every game on Roblox, because Roblox is powering imagination, apparently. And it's a kid's game that I really love, because who doesn't love games? So, anyways, get this intro out of here, and we're gonna be going straight to the point. Yeah. Let's see. Yes. About now, let's go straight to the point, everyone. Okay. Took a while to get here, but we have made it straight to the point. So the point of this is to review Roblox games I know and how to live a happy life with them. So I'm currently lying down, microphone facing me because it's comfortable that way, and yeah. So, I'll be doing this, guys. Anyways, so without further ado, let's continue. I'll go get some M&Ms, because I am craving for chocolate in the kitchen. Done with my M&Ms now. First game on the list is Jailbreak. It's one of people's favorite games. And I'm pretty sure this other game called Mad City is kind of like a ripoff. Mad City is newer than Jailbreak, but Jailbreak is actually the classic. It's like a classic version of Mad City, and they're made by different peoples. And this, and the person that made Mad City, is probably friends with the creator of Jailbreak. I don't really know. I'm not looking into the history of Roblox, but yeah. So this is the first part. Apparently, I have a first game. Apparently, I have a theory. No, not a theory. I don't know. I've got this idea that Mad City is actually a ripoff? No, actually, like, a spinoff / ripoff. I don't know. Wait, spinoff? Yeah, it's a spinoff of Jailbreak itself, which makes Jailbreak more unique, because Mad City just standing out there, but Jailbreak is still has fans of it, and Jailbreak is still updating. Mad City is like a new era of Jailbreak up in here. So, what is your idea? Share it in my voice messages. Give me questions in the voice messages, and give me suggestions in my voice messages. And yeah. But what games should So Mad City is basically rip-offing Jailbreak. In my opinion, it is that, and in many others' opinions too. Probably, I don't know, if I just made this opinion, then I'll be had to be credited for making this opinion if anybody found out. But yeah, I just got this idea. I'm also staying in my pajamas for the whole day because I'm not going outside or anything. But anyways, I will for now I need to take a short break of breathing. Okay, but so yeah, that's Jailbreak, and yes, that's what I think about Jailbreak. Next game coming right up. Here's a short break, but please behold my horrible singing, as these will be short breaks. But yeah, I'm not gonna do a break now, so yeah. Hello guys. And so we're here with game two. Okay, so game two is Reaper mini games. It's like a game. So Roblox is a game. So this Reaper mini games has mini games inside a game, which is really mini games inside Reaper mini games inside Roblox. Now, if you don't understand what I mean, then you should play Roblox yourself. It's free to download. It's free to make an account. But Robux, which is the currency currently, aka money in Roblox currently, there used to be some sort of currency called ticks. But yeah. What is your favorite childhood toy or game? Because I know some, lots of the people on here are probably from the olden days, the 19-somethings or not. Depends, really. If you're not, then I'm very sorry, but yeah. What is your favorite childhood toy? That is my question for you all today. Answer me in voice messages. Also, ask me questions in voice messages and stuff like that, because I would appreciate it. I would literally mention you and I will mention you. I will also advertise your podcast. And yes, that's all. Yeah, that's all. So if you're listening to this, yes, that's all for this game. For now, thank you, and I'm signing off for game two. Short break time. I would always remember the day you kissed my little slightest fist. Okay, I'm not gonna sing 2002 because that's a little cringy. But yeah, short break over. Oh, sorry guys, but you've made it this far to reach the outro. I have no more stuff for you, but when the outro part reaches a whooping 4 minutes, then we will wrap up today's episode. Whooping 4 or 5 minutes, at the least. So, I'm sitting on a couch in the bigger living room. Yes, there's two living rooms, one small, one's big. And they both have TVs, for a matter of fact. Oh my gosh, why is that TV a little fuzzy, the one I'm in? Never mind, there's a projector in this room, there's a fan, there's some chandeliers, I don't know why. There's a case, a fancy case. There's speakers, the karaoke machine, another, but on the go version of the karaoke machine, DVD player, more speakers, CD player, flowers. Yeah, I'm gonna just describe this room for the actual. There's a fireplace, there's a heater that looks like a fireplace, there's a coffee table, a single couch, a double couch, a triple couch, and the couch I'm on is single couch. There's curtains, there's a door that leads to outside. Oh, there's a disco ball thing that when you turn on, the disco ball spins and lights also turn on and it illuminates the whole room. And the single couch, the double couch, and the triple couch are all black, but the one I'm on right now is brown. Also, there's a computer behind me, more speakers, another CD player, a miniature music player that connects to your phone, a speaker that connects to a miniature CD player, a heater, a normal one. Yeah, I'm just describing everything in this room. And there's also luggage because I'm going to holiday soon and I might bring this podcast with me. Yeah, I think it's time to wrap it up for today. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. And here, I will leave you guys a short break. Before this actually ends. I'm ending this at 3 minutes. Oh yeah.